This letter was written to Mr. Stephen F. Lewis by Z. Charnot on Monday, February the 7th, 1983. Mr. Stephen F. Lewis, Manager of Contracts, New York State Energy, Research and Development Authority, 2 Rockefeller Plaza, Albany, New York, 12223. REPON number ER4782. Advanced Biological Treatment System, Earth Lab, Corning Glass Works, Dual Bioreactor Digester. In reference to our notice of intent to submit a proposal mailed to your office Thursday, February 3rd, 1983, we submit the following. 1. Technical and Management Submittal, A. ABTS Installation. 1. Site. The proposed site will be in the region of Hornell, New York, to treat industrial waste effluent of a locally situated dairy, in other words, Crowley Dairy. 2. Type of ABTS, see enclosure number 1. Immobilized microbes and high-rate continuous waste processor for the production of high BTU gas and the reduction of pollutants, which we term the Corning process. This process requires an initial test phase for application of this already developed process to the precise scale and content specifications of the industrial effluent. This test phase should take approximately 8 months. Number 3. Commercial status of the ABTS. Small-scale pilot testing has been in progress at Corning Glass Works for about 3 years. The benefits in terms of reduced dwell or transit time, in other words, 2 to 5.5 hours versus 10 to 30 days for traditional systems, as well as 32 to 54% conversion of carbon to methane. The remaining carbon is taken up in forming substances within the bacteria. Show this system to have remarkable advantages over other existing systems. Example, Letopro/Union Carbide system installed at Lackawanna, New York, for processing municipal/industrial wastes. Number 4. Locations of similar ABTS. Corning reports at least 3 other licensees, Kroger Inc., Cincinnati, Ohio, see enclosure number 2, immobilized cell anaerobic digestion, and 2 other licensees, one in Europe. Names are yet to be supplied by Corning for proprietary reasons. Number 5. State-of-the-art for dairy effluent treatment. Fluidized bed treatment site being used for corn waste and general wastewater treatment. Such a system is currently proposed for dairy effluent, in other words, Dorr, Oliver, Anatron fluidized bed. At Polly O. Dairies, Campbell, New York, a process of sedimentation / mechanical mixing / air dissolution and entrainment and digestion is in use. The system herein proposed is expected to provide increased effectiveness, improved efficiency, low costs, and the byproduct of high-rate, high-quality, pipeline-quality methane for energy, resulting in dollar and energy savings. Comparative capital and operating cost data to establish the foregoing will be submitted. Number 6. Importance to New York State industrial firms. The optimum processing of dairy effluent is an ongoing concern of the New York State dairy industry. In addition, with further refinement of the Corning process, additional applications in other areas of waste treatment, example spillage from wine production, food processing waste, livestock and agricultural waste, will be explored. Number 7. Sludge disposal. See enclosure number 3. common sense waste management yields energy. And enclosure number 4, methane plan, just what city needs. Sludge disposal of the cited dairy waste residue will be considered in conjunction with existing or currently developing facilities of the Hornell Municipal Waste Treatment Plant. B. Co-funding. Co-funding sources and amounts for installation and monitoring / information dissemination to be supplied. C. ABTS monitoring. Data to be supplied. D. Information dissemination. Data to be supplied. E. Management plan and schedule. Data to be supplied. F. Personnel and corporate qualifications. Data to be supplied. Note: the corporate entity proposed as prime contractor is in the process of formation. And then the list of principles is included with pending finalization. The cost, part 2. Cost of contract submitted. Approximately $670,000 project cost, $335,000 to be provided by New York SERDA, plus $50,000 of more than $60,000 or more than $60,000 for monitoring equipment. Test phase, 8 months, during which scale-up engineering will be completed. Scale-up construction, 16.5 months, provisionally scheduled. Note, the transmission of the relevant data yet to be supplied will occur as rapidly as possible, pending the finalization of 1. Licensing agreement with Corning Glassworks, number 2. Agreement with Crowley Dairy for effluent processing. Crowley Dairy has just changed ownership during the past few weeks. 3. Agreement with the Hornell Municipality, now under contract to process the Crowley waste via a separate pipeline to their wastewater treatment plant. Number 4. Completion of co-funding. We hope you will be able to grant an extension of the February 7th deadline to permit the gathering and structuring of the remaining data based upon the merits you can see in this document. Please notify us of your decision to grant or disallow an extension as soon as possible. Respectfully submitted, Dr. Z.P. Charnot, Ph.D. And there are a number of enclosures. 1. Immobilized microbes and a high-rate continuous waste processor for the production of high BTU gas and the reduction of pollutants. Number 2. Evidence of the degree of scale-up engineering so far attempted. Immobilized cell anaerobic digestion for methane of poultry manure. Part 3. Common sense waste management yields energy. Number 4, from the Hornell Evening Tribune, Methane Plan, Just What City Needs.